Thus Spake Zarathustra, a book for all and none, written by Friedrich Nietzsche, narrated by John Franklin, Mason Dwyer, Talia Morton, May Lane, Leandro Stewart, and Sarah Wainer.
Thus Spake Zarathustra, by Friedrich Nietzsche, translated by Thomas Common. Zarathustra's Prologue. 1. When Zarathustra was 30 years old, he left his home, and the lake of his home, and went into the mountains. There he enjoyed his spirit and solitude, and for 10 years did not weary of it. But at last his heart changed, and rising one morning with the rosy dawn, he went before the sun, and spake thus unto it, "Thou great star, what would be thy happiness if thou hadst not those for whom thou shinest? For 10 years hast thou climbed hither unto my cave. Thou wouldst have wearied of thy light and of the journey, had it not been for me, mine eagle, and my serpent. But we awaited thee every morning, took from thee thine overflow, and blessed thee for it. Lo, I am weary of my wisdom, like the bee that hath gathered too much honey. I need hands outstretched to take it. I would fain bestow and distribute, until the wise have once more become joyous in their folly, and the poor happy in their riches. Therefore must I descend into the deep, as thou doest in the evening, when thou goest behind the sea, and givest light also to the netherworld, thou exuberant star. Like thee must I go down, as men say, to whom I shall descend. Bless me then, thou tranquil eye, that canst behold even the greatest happiness without envy. Bless the cup that is about to overflow, that the water may flow golden out of it, and carry everywhere the reflection of thy bliss. Lo, this cup is again going to empty itself, and Zarathustra is again going to be a man." Thus began Zarathustra's downgoing. 2. Zarathustra went down the mountain alone, no one meeting him. When he entered the forest, however, there suddenly stood before him an old man, who had left his holy cot to seek roots. And thus spake the old man to Zarathustra, "No stranger to me is this wanderer. Many years ago passed he by. Zarathustra he was called, but he hath altered. Then thou carriest thine ashes into the mountain. Wilt thou now carry thy fire into the valleys? Fearest thou not the incendiary's doom? Yea, I recognize Zarathustra. Pure is his eye, and no loathing lurketh about his mouth. Goeth he not along like a dancer? Altered is Zarathustra. A child hath Zarathustra become. An awakened one is Zarathustra. What wilt thou do in the land of the sleepers? As in the sea hast thou lived in solitude, and it hath borne thee up. Alas, wilt thou now go ashore? Alas, wilt thou again drag thy body thyself?" Zarathustra answered, "I love mankind." "Why," said the saint, "did I go into the forest and the desert? Was it not because I loved men far too well? Now I love God. Men, I do not love. Man is a thing too imperfect for me. Love to man would be fatal to me." Zarathustra answered, "What spake I of love? I am bringing gifts unto men." "Give them nothing," said the saint. "Take rather part of their load, and carry it along with them. That will be most agreeable unto them, if only it be agreeable unto thee. If, however, thou wilt give unto them, give them no more than an alms, and let them also beg for it." "No," replied Zarathustra, "I give no alms. I am not poor enough for that." The saint laughed at Zarathustra, and spake thus, "Then see to it that they accept thy treasures. They are distrustful of anchorites, and do not believe that we come with gifts. The fall of our footsteps ringeth too hollow through their streets. And, just as at night, when they are